Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dirt and Spray continues.
I think I'm becoming lactose intolerant. Is that possible?
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Spray.
Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Dirt and Spray.
Eggs, breakfast, and go whoop ass.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Spray here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody.
Ready.
Hope your football Fridays are off to a great start. It has been a fun turn and burn show. We've got a lot handled already, and we still got more to go.
Yes! Here we go!
I do briefly, just one for me here, just a brief moment.
Okay.
There is a hilarious Instagram story that we will get to, and we'll close up the show with some fun with audio. Or not really fun with audio, sad with audio, if that makes sense. And we will spring the lines. Get your sponsors in to the fan text line.
No, I'm confused.
See, that's the whole point. 503-864-6326. That is what is ahead in the final hour. Have you seen the latest twists and turns in the Good Good Golf story?
Well, I saw, so yesterday I saw everybody was issuing statements left and right.
Yes.
Cutting ties with them. Then Good Good realized, okay, the ship is sinking fast. I need to try to plug some holes.
Right.
Or some Flex Seal. So they said, after some heavy introspection, we're going to pull our sponsorship from the PGA tournament in Austin, Texas in the fall, which was going to get yanked from them had they not
right.
shown any level of contrition whatsoever.
Right. Did you see the other side of that for the big break show? They have to cancel it. Because
yeah, they have to cancel that. And that sucks for
the competitors.
The competitors. And if there's any legal. Now, I don't know if they had. And somebody can correct me. Had they already filmed all that?
I'd imagine that they did.
And like, did somebody actually win it already? And should, or was it being done and shot like Hard Knocks, where you film a competition?
That's a good question.
Then you edit it overnight, and 3 days later it pops up.
That's a great question.
I don't know how that particular show works. If they did everything all at once, because sometimes they go to, like, you know, the Bahamas at some great locale for all the competitions, and they do it over the course of 2 weeks, and then they do the interview stuff afterwards, like Survivor sort of thing. So I don't know how they do that, but if there's an actual winner that should have gotten something and they don't get it, sorry, Good Good's getting sued along with the Golf Channel and everybody else.
So the winner of the Big Break show was going to get a sponsor's exemption into the Good Good Golf Tournament.
Yeah.
Which now no longer exists, which therefore takes away the award of the show, which therefore nullifies the entire, it's just this whole thing, right? So they released this statement, all this stuff, I'm with you, they started to sound a little more serious. And now we're getting the opposite side of it. So last night, is it ever good when the CEO of your company is tweeting at 2 o'clock in the morning?
No.
Probably not a good thing. The CEO of Good Good, his name is Matt Kendrick. He's the co-founder and CEO of the company.
Yes.
He took to social media last night. And I don't know if he had a few pops. I don't know what led to this. If they just feel like there's no other way forward other than this.
That's where your social media person or your IT person needs to, you know, accidentally, not on accident, kill everybody's, like, kill it.
Right.
Like, take away the opportunity for them to do something.
He sends out a tweet at about 2 o'clock in the morning saying, "Interesting that at Callaway Golf asks us to make an ad, then approves it. then asks us to take the fall, then drops us in a coordinated media blitz and covers it up by giving $1 million away, thinking everyone will be okay with it. 30 for 39 will be legendary. I don't know what the hell that means.
Okay.
But the idea of now taking swings, and he was responding to tweets too last night and insinuating that he is contemplating filing a lawsuit against Callaway,
if they're coming at, now this I understand, if they're throwing you under the bus, but you're saying, here's how the protocol and the arrangement worked, and we did all of this stuff, and then we sent it to you, and you approve it, don't. If you're saying, if we're going down, you're going down with us, that part I get.
That part you're with?
Like, the stuff with Callaway, it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, I wouldn't have done it publicly. I just would have filed the lawsuit and let that come out.
Right.
Because this makes you look like a petty bee. But that part I understand. It's like, no, Callaway, you're in this boat with us, even though you're bigger and, you know.
It's funny to think about how many stories.
That's a legitimate gripe. It's like, listen, we didn't do this all on our own.
Right.
Don't say you didn't know what was going on here.
You had a hand in it. You approved the ad.
That part I understand, and that's valid. Right. Now, your method, I'd revise the method.
How many stories it feels like we as a society are, this is true of news stories, like we move on so quickly from stuff, like 48 hours and then it's gone. This is kind of one of those rare sports bubbles that existing that hasn't quite popped yet. Like it's still, this has happened over a week ago. It's still just kind of hanging around. Well, now you get the CEO sending out tweets and like every day there's something new and it's, I don't know. I got my popcorn out.
The Coldplay concert there video.
Yeah, the Coldplay concert.
That one kind of had some legs to it. It kept
hung around for a bit.
Look,
as somebody who's hashtag shrink the game, I'm all for it. Get rid of good. But them taking down Callaway at the same time would be pretty funny.
Callaway doesn't get out of this scot-free by writing a check and saying, oh, we're reviewing our standards and blah, blah. No, there's some dudes getting fired, definitely. But you can't. No.
My favorite text of the week so far has been, we were talking about this earlier in the week, and somebody pointing to, and it's such a good point because it's how my mind would work too, that driver that they came out with, the ad for, is probably a little, for lack of a better word, contagious right now. Like nobody really, what's the price point it gets to that they need
that
to offload
it
that you're like, dude, that, I can't say no to that.
Or do they?
Sub 100, like what's a new, when was the last time you bought a new driver?
It was when I got my club, so probably 3 years ago. And yeah, I'm looking if I'm going to replace.
They're costing like $300, are they not? If not more than that,
$400 to $500 right now. If you get a
depending on
fit,
the shaft on and the shaft all that stuff, that anywhere stuff. Between $250 and $700. So I tell you that Callaway good driver is $149.99.
I mean, who's worried about anything in my bag?
Nobody's going to know the club. I couldn't even tell you what it is. I just tell you the ad. I just know that they can't.
If they're smart, I don't know if it's, you know, how quickly they could, you know, call it something different or rebrand it or whatever.
Right. Just change the name of it. Put a different color on it. Exactly. Don't look here. So the CEO is sending out tweets at 2 o'clock in the morning. That story does not appear to be going
away. The IT guy or your social media guy's got to cut them up. They got to you got hacked.
It wasn't me.
Wasn't me, but.
And then he started responding to everybody that was tweeting him. It's like, yeah, that's definitely you.
No,
dude. You can't
I understand
that
you're mad that you're being hung out to dry when there's more people in the foxhole with you than is. Yeah, that part I get. And if you want to sue Callaway for throwing you under the bus all by yourself.
Canceling all that business.
Totally understand that.
Yeah, makes sense.
However.
Maybe put the wine down and don't do it at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
Piece of advice. Let's get to some college football audio smorgasbord. We'll start here because we were just talking about them. Will they continue to break the mold in college football? That old psycho Kurt Cignetti's back. Have you seen his State Farm commercial?
Oh, yes. Is he with Jake?
He's with Jake. Jake and Kurt. And it's funny. It's good. I'll give
Where
it to
him. Where is State Farm headquartered? It's somewhere in the Midwest, isn't it?
I don't know. The one thing that people pointed out, it is in Bloomington.
There you go.
Is that really the corporate headquarters?
I knew it was somewhere what in that the neck of the woods.
Oh, Bloomington, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Illinois. Isn't Indiana in Bloomington?
Yes. So there's two more than one Bloomington.
Got it. Just track him.
Yeah.
It was unique because they let him. You don't often see he's wearing Indiana gear in the commercial. I thought that was kind of unique. Oh. Like when Saban or Deion do the Aflac stuff, they wear Aflac gear. They don't usually wear...
Well, is State Farm an official...
Maybe they are now.
Maybe they are an official sponsor of...
It's pretty funny. It's like him not being happy, but he is happy, but he doesn't ever smile because he's always upset. I'll give it to him, that bastard. It's a pretty good ad. Here is Kurt Cignetti on, you know, rinsing off the championship champagne and getting ready for a new season.
You're building a house all over again every single year, regardless of what your record was the year before. So, you know, we have a blueprint in the process, and everything we do, we have high standards and accountability, and the goal is to improve as much as possible every single day. And so that doesn't really change. If you're doing that and you're process driven and not result driven, then you're in a pretty good place. But I think, you know, when you get to the top of the mountain like this and you've got people patting you on the back for 6 months, avoiding complacency and keeping the edge takes on probably new meaning. So, you know, I'll be on the lookout for that in fall camp.
He's looking out for, I mean, I don't doubt him there.
Looking for the rat poison.
The funny line.
That's one of the harder things for, especially college kids.
Yes, dude. Everybody's toasting you. You're gods in Indiana right now.
Yeah. How do you stay focused? And there's no way to simulate that experience.
No.
Until you're there in the middle of it.
And some guys are going to be new faces. They're going to have to go handle the brunt of having a target on their back, right?
Yes.
Like Hoover has nothing to do with them winning a national championship.
No.
But you're going to be number one on everybody's big board to take down this year.
That's right. You're the biggest furry in town.
You are the biggest furry. Yes, he is. They start next weekend. They are the big nooner of week one.
There we go. Do we know what his furry of choice is?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Is he a cat guy, dog guy, bear guy, meow, lion guy?
Meow. Looks like a dog guy. Looks like he's sniffing. He's a sniffer, but I don't know. I don't know where I was going.
What are we doing here?
I don't know. Dare I say, this might be a dumb take. I don't care. You go ahead and kill me for it if you want. I think this is the greatest ad campaign in the history of television. I eagerly await it every year. We have not gotten the full bit, but now we're to the point where we're doing teases for commercials.
There we go.
And the tease.
It's one of the ones that's been able to sustain.
Has it not? Here it is, the new tease for this season.
On an illegal Fansville.
Coach.
Sheriff.
Do you know why I'm pulling you over?
No.
You made an illegal lane change. As much as I'd like to give you a break, hey, coach,
you can't keep doing this.
College football, it's a pepper thing.
That is Brian Bosworth, the sheriff of Fansville, pulling over Lane Kiffin for his illegal Lane Kiffin lane change. And I look for every year. Those are funny. They're like the transfer portal one is great.
Well, fortunately, college football keeps giving them great material.
Yes.
And just the absurdity of what this sport has become in the last decade.
It's so good, dude. That trailer came out yesterday. That means that I'm sure the full one might air this weekend. I don't know when we'll get the. Maybe
we'll
save
see.
It for next week.
I mean,
I'm not sure.
I would watch that Dublin game, ABC.
Probably going to have one on there.
There you go.
See the new Fansville commercial. We'll see if any players are in it this year. I don't know if they've revealed that, but Lane Kiffin being the headliner is not a big surprise, not for the offseason.
Yeah,
that he had.
Well, I've seen Arch with a few commercials.
Yeah, yep.
Who else would be?
I mean, then you go to the other quarterbacks. Like, it could be Dante. It could be CJ Carr. It could be, like, usually it's a quarterback. That's Quinn Ewers, was it a couple years ago?
Mateer getting
John
some
Mateer.
Deals.
Yeah, with Bosworth, the Oklahoma connection there, potentially.
I don't see Dante doing Dr. Pepper, unless he loves Dr. Pepper. That would be the only reason.
How much money are they going to pay him to do that?
No, I understand that, but... Like, if I'm Dr. Pepper, I don't know that I'm throwing him the money that it would take to do
that. He's not the biggest ad guy that I would want in the commercial.
Yeah.
Arch Manning would be number one from name recognition and attention.
Do is say like, Manning.
Yeah, or you get the whole Manning clan somehow in that commercial, riding around in a minivan. Like, if you could pull that off, it's a hell of a commercial. I don't know who's going to be in it. I think it's a great ad campaign, though. I can't wait to see all of them as they come out throughout the course of the season. We have another player who has returned to college football. It all makes sense. The season begins tomorrow. Let's just keep adding guys to our roster. And the latest is some depth at quarterback at Texas Tech.
But for Thomas Castellanos, he's a guy who went and won at Florida State as a player at Boston College. He's played a lot of football. He's thrown for, I believe, over 6,000 yards in his career with Brendan Sorsby obviously off that roster and Will Hammond coming off an ACL tear. Remember, earlier this summer, it was shaky whether Will Hammond would be back for week one. There's optimism he will be, but it's always wise to have an experienced backup in your room, and that's what Joey McGuire, James Blanchard, the GM, added today.
Yeah, you're right.
I just love the way we talk about some quarterbacks. He won at Florida State. He won what? He won a game against Alabama? Sure. They lost a lot of games last year. I don't know what they weren't very good at Boston College a year before that. He's an undersized quarterback. He's a good athlete. It's a good insurance policy because, to his point, you don't know if Hammond's going to be ready right away.
I don't know what else Texas Tech has on the roster there.
They beat Alabama 31-17.
They may be vulnerable coming to Corvallis week two.
Ooh, could be. I'd feel better if Castellanos is starting over Hammond. Hammond's the guy at Texas Tech. They were high on him last year.
Yeah,
he played well
healthy.
When he came in. He's just coming off an ACL injury. In their Alabama win, do you know what his stat line was? He was 9-14 for 150 yards.
Ah.
So that's like context here. They lost a lot. He threw a lot of picks. So fine insurance policy. I don't think that's going to end up being much. Although it could be something of note to your point. If for whatever reason Hammond, that's something to watch for Texas Tech's first game. Does Hammond get dinged up a little bit? Because he is coming off the injury and surgery. They're hopeful he's going to play week one. But you might have Castellanos might be the quarterback if that is to happen. Week two in Corvallis. So that's just one to keep an eye on. How about Auburn? They're flying a bit under the radar this year. New head coach. I'm a big goalish guy. He's a great motivational guy in terms of videos and social media.
Yeah, but
what do they have
down there?
He brought his quarterback with him. Here is Matt Jones on ESPN talking about Auburn.
Auburn's a name, right? You hear Auburn, you think they're good. But they've been one of the four worst teams in the SEC, Myron, for like the last five seasons.
Yeah.
Nobody realizes it because it's Auburn. But if you were to go the last 5 years and look at the teams that have been the worst, Auburn might be the only team, Myron, that's been there all 5 years.
Yes.
They've been bad for five consecutive years, and I think with Hugh Freeze, I think they're going to be bad again.
Yeah, they're one to watch in the SEC because these are teams that we put up as the argument of the depth conversation. Like, look how deep the SEC is.
Yeah,
Auburn's not an easy out.
This is one, are they any different from Minnesota?
Right, and
Mississippi State, Minnesota
is a fun one at the start of the year. Byron Brown is their starting quarterback. For those who don't remember him, remember South Florida with Golish? They had a bit of a moment last year. Where they knocked off, who'd they beat? They beat Florida. I want to say they smoked Boise State. There might have been another game in there. They eventually played Miami, and it kind of, if I remember correctly,
yeah, Auburn's got an interesting one. They get Baylor
right out of the gate.
Week one, 12:30 ABC. So you get, it's one of the few Power Four matchups.
Right. It's just kind of a rare thing in week one.
So we'll find out. They get, Baylor. Now they have Southern Miss, who's been a better, group of five or six team over the years, then Florida. So
yeah,
you'll find out pretty quick if they're equipped to
just
be competitive.
I didn't realize they've been a bottom five team for five consecutive years. That's alarming.
Yeah. The middle of their schedule's kind of dicey. Vanderbilt at Tennessee, at Georgia, LSU at Ole Miss.
Right. If you can pull off one of those, maybe you're feeling okay.
Ouch.
If not, good luck, buddy. Good luck. Gauntlet's going to be tough. And then last but not least, in our college football smorgasbord, every year we did the segment when the AP poll came out. Sprague was gone.
Right.
We looked at it. Top 10 teams likely to fall. Mine was Texas A&M. And if you've noted so far, Texas A&M, not in the dirty poll. I do not have them in the top five. I will reveal that. Texas A&M is not in my top 12 this year.
Yes.
So they're a team that I identified because of the schedule, and I don't know how to feel about their quarterback throwing the ball. Maybe things get a little choppy for them this year. Another one in the state of Texas could be in for a rough year.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. There's a lot of smoke in Austin. That's not good, man. This is not how you want to start your season. Ty Anthony Smith was dismissed last week from the team. Big time contributor. Conduct detrimental to the team is what Sark said, but he's a really good player. You talk about depth. It's unfortunate right now, this point in the season. But then you also have guys that are freshmen, their parents going on social media and blasting Texas and saying, I'm going to unveil what the heck's going on. Like, not real excited. Arch is a little bit rusty from missing spring and a little bit off, and the offense hasn't been dialed in. Not a good start. I'd have a little bit of anxiousness in Austin. Just would.
Could Texas be the candidate of teams? I love the scary music, by the way, behind that clip.
Yeah,
that
C-ball,
Gimbal. I know it was just a montage that was put together, his social team put together. David Pollack talking about Texas. They had to dismiss a key player defensively. They've had recruits' parents going on social media complaining about what's going on at Texas of like, what are we doing here, man? How is that happening already? And then we talked about this with our Texas guy the other day, like, where are the worries, some fears about Arch Manning being a little off in fall camp? He dealt with some injuries in spring ball. And so every year there's going to be one or two teams that does it. It's hard to predict every year who, like, nobody had Penn State on their big board of a team that would crater and fire James Franklin. And so I think our antennas are up of, like, who could it be? And so you're just looking for little cracks in the wall there. And
what happens there's some with cracks Ohio here, man. State week two?
This is my whole thing, and I agree. George Reiser, I brought this up when we previewed Texas. I agree with the take that the loser of the Texas-Ohio State game is not making the college football playoff. Because go look at the rest of their schedules, and the committee showed us last year that even if it's a close, Texas was this. They were 9-3 with a close loss, and that wasn't good enough. And so you're basically asked to only lose one game the rest of the way. And go look at Ohio State and Texas's schedule.
So based on the preseason top 25, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ranked opponents. The last three of them would be on the road.
Right. You can't lose the Ohio State game. You can't. You get them at home. You have to win that game if you're Texas. Because the rest of the schedule is not easy. You lose that game, and you already have maybe some locker room stuff going on behind the scenes.
Yeah,
the bottom falls out quickly, man.
Yep.
As we saw last year with a handful of teams. So maybe they are the candidate this year. There's a little college football smorgasbord of audio for you. Who doesn't love a smorgasbord on a Saturday? I'm going to have one tomorrow. Buffalo chicken dip.
Big
wings,
spread.
Big spread. Get some chips involved. Oh, sign me up, buddy. Let's get to Sprague in the line. Are you ready? Let's do it. A couple of week zero picks. I got mine all locked in. Your sponsors are welcome if you want to send them in. 503-864-6326. We'll Sprague the line next. 105.1 FM The Fam.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers. And you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Sprague in the line.
Just to check back on something earlier in the show. I really hope this isn't true and I'm not getting butt cracked at the fan text line. Somebody saying, Dirt, you would be happy to hear that Pat McAfee has also decided to bring his new dog on the road with Peter this season. Get ready for more dogs on TV. If I have to deal with Pat McAfee and his dog, the poll question is up, by the way. I didn't spray. Are you tired of Kirk Herbstreit's dog? Yes or no?
I'm not tired of that dog.
You're not tired of the dog? You like seeing the dog?
I'm tired of the shtick around the dog. If you want to show the dog just sitting there hanging out, being a good boy.
You're okay with Nanny Cam on the dog?
I'm totally fine with that.
Peter the dog, you're okay with it?
But, yeah. Was it Pete? What was the Sam?
I don't remember. Pete? I think this one's Peter, but I don't remember what the last one was.
I do like giving, like, yeah, regular names.
I do. That is like funny.
If I had a dog, like Sam.
Name him
Fred.
Jack. What? What's his
Fred.
Name? Fred. Fred's a good dog name.
Fred's a great dog name.
Fred's an underutilized name. Might throw that one out in the bud.
Yeah.
I think I'll get shot down.
Freddy? Because little guys can be Freddy.
Freddy's great. Freddy's solid.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'll get denied.
You still haven't?
We're still
getting down to crunch time here.
It is, yeah.
Like, there needs to be a summit.
I'm okay with Wyatt. I got alarmed with the number of people who told me how many Wyatts there are. Now, my hope is, like, the people who are telling me there's so many Wyatts are, like, their kids are in middle school. They're, like, middle school-age kids or elementary school-age kids.
See, so, I got Paxton at the right time.
You did. Paxton became a bigger deal
because
later.
Because as I flip through ESPN during the day, you're seeing the Little League World Series.
Right.
I can't tell you the number of kids I'm seeing that are named Paxton.
There's a lot of them out there.
And I'm like, we got Paxton at the right time.
Right.
We were ahead of the curve there.
You were early on the charge.
Yes.
Yeah, my hope is it's the reverse of that with Wyatt, that there were a bunch of Wyatts.
Oh, you'll get in the
and then it kind of died down.
The lack of Wyatt bubble.
And then you'd get back on the other side of the Wyatt bubble. But who knows?
Fred's great.
Freddie would be great. Freddie and Teddy.
Freddie Johnson.
Freddie and Teddy is just.
Freddie Johnson is fronting a hair band. Yeah. No, it might be difficult. He might be follically challenged.
Hey! That usually skips a generation. My children will have beautiful hair.
But
how dare
Freddie
you?
Johnson is fronting a hair band.
Let's bring the line, shall we? Let me see. Take a quick perusal.
What are the fine, fair people? Are they dialed in? Are they ready to go? Has your preseason parlay percentage picked up?
No, I'm over, man. I need a win here. Millsack question. Or no, that's Millsack. Why did I copy that one down? That's stupid. Spring and Line brought to you by Lee Corso Picking.
Pre-show gummy?
No, maybe I
should. You and Sean McVay?
Hey, it's a Friday, dude. We're loosey-goosey. Spring and Line brought to you by Lee Corso Picking you up from the airport. Still less scary than a Sprague pick. I don't know why. There were two other ones that I forgot to copy and paste. Oh, here we go. Spring and Line brought to you by Sprague's Raw Nipples while running the hood to coast. Thank you for that visual. No punchline, just raw nipples from Sprague. Good luck to all of our bros out there and our broettes running the hood to coast. Hopefully your runs are going well.
I guess they're
so
coming through town early afternoon.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That should be about the time. So we got a full week zero slate to gamble on. I feel like you and I are in lockstep here, so we can start in unison if you want. We're both taking TCU minus 8, are we not? Or
absolutely.
8.5, sorry. It's just, how does that...
There is no faith in North Carolina for any reason.
None whatsoever.
So this would have to be something of TCU, the quality of athlete has fallen off significantly.
Yes. We had a listener earlier recommend the under in the Ireland game, and historically...
That's entirely possible. I haven't looked at the weather forecast. They've had it over there before, and it's been an utter rainstorm.
Yes, last year it was.
You are in Ireland. You're near the Arctic Circle, folks.
Let's see. Dublin, Ireland weather for tomorrow. For Saturday...
Saturday evening there.
Saturday evening, right. Looks like we got a high of 63.
That's perfect.
It's going to rain in the morning, and then rain kind of slows down around 3 p.m. local time.
Okay.
So
they are
8
hours ahead. So if you're at 9, that puts it at 5 p.m. or 4
Yeah,
5 p.m. local time.
I'll take your word for it. Chance of shower around the start of the game, but it will not be a big indicator.
It won't be a downpour.
My only fear, to be honest with you, because I agree with the history of that bet, is how bad North Carolina possibly could be.
Yeah.
And if it is, they gave
what is the total?
46.5. They gave up 48 at home to TCU last year.
Yeah.
They would have covered it by themselves.
Yeah.
So I understand the history there. I'm going to stay away from that one. I also love... Give me, and I'm not just doing this because we have our top 10 G-spot over here from one Patrick Harris.
Nice.
The group of six teams, the top 10.
That's right.
I love Hawaii on the road in Stanford plus the 4. I think they're going to win the game outright. We forget very quickly, do you know who beat Stanford last year? Hawaii. Now, they played in their high school stadium, and they had a whole weird coaching scenario and all that.
That is a weird stadium, let me tell you.
We have the beginning of the Tevita Pritchard era in Stanford.
I think it's going to take them longer.
How many people are going to be there? What's the crowd tomorrow?
Is it Stanford Stadium?
It's at home at 4 o'clock, and Hawaii is in town. Over under 10,000
people.
Now,
might be more Hawaii fans there.
Really could be.
Because I'm sure there's a lot of people that grew up on the islands but have had to come over to the mainland for employment, work opportunities, that sort of thing.
You would think, yeah.
I would imagine the alumni base there in Northern California might be fairly large. You might see more Rainbow Warriors than...
you got to have a dog in week one. Give me the Rainbow Warriors plus the 4. On the road at Stanford.
I, too, like you. I think you lay the wood with USC.
You're going to lay the wood with USC? Yeah.
I think so.
38.5 is the number I saw for that game against San Jose State.
I think, leave no doubt, run it up. They got to build confidence in amongst themselves that they
are.
San
Jose State sucks, too. They're pretty bad.
Yeah.
They're starting over. Brennan left a couple years ago. It hasn't gone great for them the last 2 years. I don't blame you at all for liking that one. Last but not least, I'm going to go to the last game of the night. I said it earlier.
Memphis,
I think they're
UNLV.
They're my G6 pick this year. I think the Running Rebels are the best team at that level. Boise will certainly have an argument. Many other teams will certainly have an argument, but I have UNLV being the rep, and I think
what
they get
the
on 4.5. UNLV minus 4.5. So I think they win the game. Give me like 28-21, somewhere in that range, and cover the number. I will take
UNLV. I don't
UNLV.
Have a good feel. That's one I'll be interested. I'll see the second half of that one after I get home from the ballpark.
That'll be your late game. I wonder who's on the call that one for Fox, if that'll be their main crew.
I would think so. I don't know why it wouldn't be. There's nothing else. They need a game to get going, too.
Yeah, it's the only Fox game of the day, 7 p.m.
So why wouldn't
get Gus and Joel on the
Gus
call that?
Gus and Klatt want to be hanging out in Vegas.
Really smart move. Like, if we don't get to the point of switching to a full start on week zero, which we should, but also how often does college football do what they're supposed to do or the smart thing? It's very rare. If I were a G6 team, I would look at this opportunity and say, why are
Definitely.
We not doing that?
Exactly.
It's a standalone game. It's a 7 o'clock start. It's on national television. We're all jonesing for football. And I guarantee you the number is going to be great. It's going to be solid. A little bit late on the East Coast, that's fine.
Like once, you know, if Jamarcus Shepherd can build something and put the infrastructure in,
right?
Why they wouldn't, you know.
Like what's the difference in eyeballs of Oregon and Houston if they're playing tomorrow at 7 o'clock at night as a standalone game as opposed to a middle of the day in the mix with all the other games?
But see, Oregon State wants to bring them, get them at Reser. Like that's where I would get, because it's another group of six game.
Yeah.
Because if they're not going to get Power Four teams to come to Corvallis.
Right.
At least ones, you know. So get Coastal Carolina to come out.
Be a fun little game. The Chanticleer is coming to town. Need more dogs. Somebody texting in, I coached 3A football this year. Six of our 27 players were named Wyatt. Too many. See, now again, They're already high school age.
Yeah.
I've already established that there was a bubble.
Exactly.
I'm just hoping that bubble popped, and now a new bubble might be growing.
So can you, you know, being born now, is that a full standard deviation away right. on the bell curve?
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Can somebody who is a preschool teacher text in and say, I have 27 preschoolers.
Yeah, the kindergarten teachers are the ones that need to tell you right now.
And 12 of them are named Wyatt, by all means. Then I'll back off the name, because I still do like the name. And the
Wyatt like Charlie? Is Charlie out?
Charlie's not out. Charlie's,
Chuck, Charles.
It's a 1-2 punch, Wyatt Chucky. And Charlie. Yeah, those are the two we're going to. I tell you, man, it's getting real.
I don't know. Well, you never know. Maybe you hit the transfer portal there and find something that's off the radar, and you go, wait, whoa, this fits.
I gotta
we can wear this well.
I gotta go stop by, get some old baby bins out of storage on my way home. Just going through this weekend. So I got that look forward to. It's gonna be fun.
Jesse Johnson?
Jesse Johnson's a hell of a name. Talk about an old Western character. I'm in, man. There you go. Sprague in the line. We got one more. Next week, we'll have at least a full slate of college football. That's still a no counties week for us.
Yes.
I do love that I shamed.
Is there any preseason NFL? Week three is the worst. I don't know why you would bet anything on this.
I'm not doing it anymore. I'm out. It's been too tough. I do love, though, that Sprague used to make fun of me for only gambling on the NFL, and I slowly shamed him into only gambling on the NFL for Sprague in the line. So it took a long time, but I finally won that argument. And so we will not start our full Sprague in the line standings until week one of the NFL
though,
season.
I need one for P. Harris here. Timbers -175 on the money line.
How do we feel about them tomorrow?
They should lay the wood to
They're at home, right? Austin sucks, don't they?
Yes, 6:30 on the fan tomorrow.
Okay.
So you get USC, San Jose State, 11:30. We start coverage. Then 6:30 at night, Timbers, Austin FC. The Timbers need to come out.
Are we worried about not having Kelsey around?
Not for this one.
Not for this one? Okay.
No.
It is good. It's hard to disagree with the business there. You bought him for $6 million. You flipped him for $13 million. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but he was 21.
He was doing good. I know. He was going to leave eventually, though, wouldn't he, if he's playing well?
Not if you pay him.
Yeah. Can you pay him enough to keep him?
I think for a few more years you could have.
Yeah. Yeah, I get the conundrum there. Certainly, I mean, you doubled your money at least. So as long as you turn the money into something else, that could be...
That's just it. They do this all the time, but then they never go, this is my gripe. Merritt, Ned, where's our Zlatan?
You want a Zlatan? I'd take a Zlatan. That'd be kind of nice. There you go. Spring in line. Let's close up with some sad but fun with audio. I'll explain that a little bit more because we missed something yesterday and we need to take a moment to appreciate it. That is next. Wrap it up on a Football Friday next on The Fam.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
There you go. Fist pumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. Thanks for riding with us. It's been fun. We covered a lot of football on the show today. A great comment on the YouTube
chat. Rebecca Black driving a van for Hood Coast, maybe?
Oh.
Because that's the video. She's like...
That is true. She's cruising in the vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you be a van driver for the Hood to Coast?
I could be a van driver.
Some people have asked me to do that. Not really. People, Sprague has asked me to do that in the past, and yeah. I'd laugh at him when he asked me. He's like, wait, you want me to sit in a van for 2 days? I'm not even in the race.
I'm starting to feel like I need to at some point. One, I need to get, I'm starting to venture into fat swag territory again.
You're getting pudgy again? And you're going the wrong way?
Just life this summer has kept me from doing...
Carpe diem, man.
Exactly. Well...
Jeez, oh, Pete!
Ate my way through, you know, Italy.
Yes,
and
you
that
did.
That was fantastic. And so, yeah. I have not played nearly as much golf as I have in past summers when... And I, like you, I'm out there walking.
Yeah, so it's
good
exercise.
I'm not riding in a cart, yeah, so...
When you go play.
But yeah, so I need to find a way, and so I feel like I should run one time with.
You want to do the Hood to Coast, huh?
I don't know that I want to. I feel obligated to.
Do you really? Has it guilted you into wanting to do? Not
well,
wanting,
and
but feeling
I was,
like you need to do.
At one time in my life, I was considered a runner.
You were a good runner, yeah.
Good. I don't know, but I ran on the cross country team. I was skinny.
Counts as
swag.
Good. If you ran on the cross country team, I'll give you credit.
I've
That's
run road
classify.
Races. I ran the old Run Between the States. Which was when they first built the 205, you know, bridge over there.
Right.
It was a 12K. I've run some races. We routinely would run the lake at Lake Oswego. It was like a 7.5 mile run.
Right.
Up and down. There's some actual hills there.
Don't tell him. Just surprise him with it. The best thing would be for you to join Dave Kinsella's Hood to Coast team. Not tell him. Don't say anything about being out the same Friday. Like, just keep it under wraps. And then just, like, see him at the starting line. What's up, Sprague?
What's
up?
Hey,
how you doing?
Here we go, together. You're you know team how, A, I'm team B.
You
Here
know how
go.
You're going to do today?
Not good.
Yeah, I'm going to beat you. That would be pretty funny.
So, yeah.
A comment on the YouTube stream saying, not deciding on a baby's name until the last minute is how you end up with a Brandon. That's phenomenal. Well played. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
So you end up with a Kevin.
Well, Kevin. Ah, what the hell? Name of Kevin. Kevin! People wondering the due date. The due date currently is October 5th. That is our current due date. So we're right around the corner, and Harley's wondering if it's the result of a playoff loss or a playoff win. It'd be a playoff loss. Playoff loss, no comment. Somebody passed away yesterday, and we didn't talk about it on the show.
No, I didn't. This name did not ring a bell with me.
If I tell you some of the things he did, I'm wondering if it would. But before I explain all of it, maybe the greatest ending closing scene in movie history.
We live among its people now, hiding in plain sight, but watching over them in secret, waiting, protecting. I have witnessed their capacity for courage. And though we are worlds apart, like us, there's more to them than meets the eye. I am Optimus Prime, and I send this message to any surviving Autobots taking refuge among the stars. We are here. We are waiting.
Yeah, dude. So the Transformer movie, by the way, RIP to Peter Cullen. He's the voice of Optimus Prime. He's done a lot. I did not realize how deep his category was until I dove into him yesterday. I didn't realize he was Eeyore in the Winnie the Pooh series way back in the day, right? Like, who didn't love Winnie the Pooh back in the day? He was Car on the Knight Rider. Car on the Knight Rider.
Oh, he was Kit?
Yeah, Monterey Jack and Chippendale Rescue Rangers, huh? Come
now,
on,
the fact
Swigard.
That he was Kit.
Right?
Knight Rider, that's in my wheelhouse.
See, now we got one right for
that
you.
That was prime Hasselhoff.
Let me see what else we got in this old IMDb page. I mean, just that... Here's what I'll say. The Transformer movie series, I think I only saw the first two.
Yeah,
it jumped the shark. It turned into Mark Wahlberg. And it's like, wait, what happened to Shia LaBeouf? Then I just stopped watching it. I didn't care anymore. That first Transformer movies will always hold a special place in my heart. The era that came out in, the year it came out, how old I was, Megan Fox. All-timer.
Yeah.
All-timer. And that closing scene with his voice, Optimus Prime, is solid. So he did great voice work, obviously, for a very long time. An incredible Rolodex, and we always wonder the, you know, kind of coming in threes thing with celebrity deaths. And so He did a lot of Transformer stuff over the years. I'm trying to scroll through and see. I'm sure other people will tell me. I know Winnie the Pooh and Eeyore was a big one that I did not even realize until it was, you know, until he passed away. I would have never guessed that that was the guy, the same guy that voiced it. And so a lot of great voice acting things over the years. And RIP to Peter Cullen. That closing scene of that movie, they're laying on the car. Oh, Megan Fox. Let's get to your neighborhood restaurant group poll question of the day. It brings comes to you on X every day, and they bring you dinner tonight at one of their five locations: Sandy O's, Big's Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Laurelhurst Market Steakhouse. We will take a quick peek back at the poll questions yesterday. I forgot to give the results of these yesterday, so we'll do it nonetheless because I thought they were pretty funny ones and relevant. Here we go. Your poll questions of the day. Are you upset that ESPN is getting rid of the bottom score ticker for college football games this year? Yes or no?
No.
I also voted no.
Yeah.
55.7% of people voted yes that they are. I got to admit,
I think they're going to notice it far less.
Dude, you don't need it. You have a phone. Like, we have access to scores anytime you want them. The idea that you're like, ooh, now I got to flip over to NBC and you had no close that Notre Dame and Penn State was a close game. Like, I also appreciate Sprague with an occasional dirt take. That was a very dirt take of him.
No, he was.
That was
he
a
was
very
dying
old,
on that hill.
Old fuddy-duddy die on that hill. I can appreciate that. 55% of you say yes. Who's the best quarterback in the NFC North? 49.2% said Jared Goff. I did enjoy one person tweeting us saying I just gave a pity vote to Kyler Murray because I felt bad for him. He got 4% of the vote. And then today, you can go vote at Dirt & Sprague on Twitter. Are you tired of Kirk Herbstreit's dog? 67.7% of you say yes. Yes, you are.
And see, that's not fair to the dog. It's not fair to the dog.
That dog's flying around on a private jet. He's getting pampered. And get out of here. Lives a better life than all of us.
Well, that's true.
Hey, coming up on their show today for the firm, they got Angie Machado on at 11:15.
Nice.
And Alex Brink on at 12:30. So a little beef, little Coug love coming up for the firm. That will do it for us, folks. Good luck to everybody for listening, running in the hood to coast this weekend. Enjoy the football. We've kind of made it, basically made it. Pig out, watch some football, have some fun. If you missed the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com. We'll talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. The whole crew will be together for week one of the college football season. Have a great weekend. The firm, Harris Meringue, is next. Listen to 1051 FM The Fan.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.